welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. No sticking it up today?
Nope.
You're letting them off clean?
Yep. Take your chips and get out of the casino, girl. Get out while you're lucky.
Oh, man. How you doing?
Not good.
Stressed.
Yep.
Why? You had a really good day. What else is there to be stressed about? Now you just got to pack and...
Well, the fact that it happened today and I leave tomorrow and it's supposed to happen far before that. That's the part.
Mm. Yep. You guys, do you think we had fun in London? Let us know down in the comments below.
God, I fucking hope so.
It looked fun. Yep. From what I'm imagining.
I'm hoping.
Oh, man.
Yep. We just came back from London. Did we have a good time?
And South Carolina. Man, that looked fun.
Oh, fuck.
By the time this comes out. Man, that looked fun.
Yeah, when we're filming this, we haven't even gone to London yet.
Or South Carolina.
When you guys watch it, I'll be in South Carolina. How I got there, who knows?
And a little bit of belief and prayer, if you will.
Yeah, it's about 99% prayer. But yeah.
Feeling tired, feeling stressed. What about you?
Same. New drink unlocked.
Oh, yeah. This is Drew's newest hyperfixation.
New drink unlocked. Ooh. Bow, 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 bow. It's Canada Dry Zero Sugar Ginger Ale.
Can I have a
sippy? Yeah. That's fucking right.
The only thing I don't like about ginger ale is that it makes my breath so nasty.
See, you're right.
However, that's the only thing I don't like about ginger ale.
When I have them at home and they're cold in my fridge, it's not nearly as awful.
Okay.
As when I'm on a plane and wearing a mask.
Mm.
Then I'm just Dutch ovening myself, and that's unfortunate. But at least I'm keeping it to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not plaguing everybody else with it.
Do you get ginger ale on the plane? I always do. I thought you always got Diet Coke because I usually sit behind you and I hear you go, yes, can I get a Diet Coke?
I switch it up. Sometimes I want ginger ale. Sometimes I want Diet Coke.
Do you ever get apple juice on the plane? I feel like that's gross.
You want to talk about a drink that makes your breath smell like ass. Let's start with apple juice. Let's talk about juice in general. Juice in general makes your breath smell awful.
That's why even orange juice?
Yeah, dude.
I don't think orange juice makes your breath smell bad. It doesn't make my breath smell bad.
Sure. Let other people tell you that.
I don't want anyone to tell me my breath stinks.
I'm like, don't assume. Let other
people tell you. Dude, the other day I was at my house and mommy was there and I was sitting next to her, like helping her do something on her computer.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I have onion breath because we just finished eating dinner. And I was like, that's literally why when I was talking to you, I was facing the other way because my onion breath is so bad. I couldn't even smell hers.
At least... We're fucking aware. You know what drink makes your breath smell the worst?
Coffee.
No, wrong.
A coffee breath is pretty bad.
It depends, though, because coffee, like, needs to mix with other things. I think if people have really, really creamy coffee, then yeah, that's hell.
Anything with cream or milk is
Yeah, that's, awful. you're selfish, honestly. If you're doing that and then you're not brushing after or anything or drinking something else or eating a piece of gum. No. What I was going to say was the drink that makes your breath smell the worst is absolutely anything related to protein. Protein drink, protein smoothie, anything where that godforsaken chalk goes in your drink, your breath is awful.
Mm.
My breath is so, like, I feel like it's so bad and upsetting that I literally get angry, like, thinking about me talking to other people and making them smell it. Like, I get mad at myself. Like, I'm like, I literally cannot do anything until I brush my teeth or eat a piece of gum.
Do you think it's like the whey or like what do you think is
yeah,
what's causing
it's,
the
it's
stink?
Like the chalk, like, of a protein drink, whatever however you get your protein, if you drink protein drinks at all. But like it's the creaminess. It's like,
maybe that's the non-vegan ones, because mine doesn't ever make my
sure.
breath smell bad.
Once again, let other people be the judge. Your it's breath, true. Your mouth doesn't feel like mealy and like.
No, mine don't. Not those ones. The ones sure. that I drink. It's true.
Either way, I think anything thick or creamy is going to really do it. It's going to really drive the point home, I think. It's pretty bad. What do you think makes your breath smell the worst?
I think ginger ale.
No way, dude. There's way worse things.
Maybe alcohol?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Like, at the bar, like, I don't want...
After a while.
I don't want anyone talking near my face at all.
Like, right before, like, last call?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Like, my... It's already really hard for me to hide when I smell something really bad, but when I'm drunk, it's even worse.
I am not gonna lie. I never tell anyone their breath smells, like, unless it's someone that's, like Billy, or, like, if you asked me or something, I would tell you. But when strangers have horrible breath, I don't say anything. I never will. I'm pretty good at hiding it too. And I'll just say this. My sense of smell is not awesome. So, like, if I can smell it,
it's bad.
It's hazardous.
It's bad.
It's, quite frankly, it's offensive. So when I'm at, like anything having to do with, like, alcohol, like, mm-hmm. a party or whatever, people are drinking, whatever.
Like, wine breath is crazy.
Oh, dog.
Wine breath is
any crazy. Any hard liquor breath is, but beer is so bad, too. It's just, it's all bad. But anyways.
Would you rather someone tell you that you have stinky breath or stinky
that was our very first one. Definitely breath. Always breath. But anyways.
Would you rather your breath be stinky from ginger ale?
Mm-hmm.
Or milk?
Ginger ale every time. I'm picking it every time. If I drink milk, something's off. Something's bad.
Whole milk.
If I drink any sort of dairy milk, like, someone check on me. Okay. Anyways, if someone's, like, at a party, a bar, whatever, and their breath is really bad and they feel the need to talk really close to my face because it's so, like, loud, I'm not kidding. I'll literally, like, put my hand on their shoulder and I'll push them away from me. But, like, lovingly. I'll be like, yeah, no, that's so great. That's so great. No, that's so great. That's so great. That's so great. And I'll, like, keep turning my head away, or I'll just excuse myself from the conversation. I'll do literally anything to get away, because I am not being held hostage by that. I refuse.
I can't do anything nice when, that when I'm drunk.
What do you mean? Yeah, you do.
No.
You are not confrontational when you're drunk.
No, not confrontational. I just will shut down and turn around and stop talking to you.
You do that when you're sober. What's the difference? That's why I was like, what are you talking
about?
Not
as much anymore.
And also, sometimes you'll literally walk away from an interaction and you'll be like, their breath smelled so bad. And I couldn't tell. I watched you talk to them the whole time. That's why. And I know when you're disgusted. You know what I mean?
Because yeah.
You don't hide that from me. But anyways, that's why I'll literally.
And you disgust me all the time, so that makes sense.
Is what it is, you know?
I just realized you're not wearing socks. Your dogs are on camera.
I thought you said
they
were.
I'm just kidding. Ah, gotcha.
So I was like, I thought you said, well, good thing I got a pedicure. That's all I'll say.
I know. Thank God. Wait, did you watch clips of Jacob Elordi hosting SNL?
Nope. I saw it on Peacock, though, but then I scrolled past it and watched something I've watched a million times. Was it good?
I watched clips of it. It was all right. I think I
gotta
get it.
Not a comedy actor, huh?
I just think, like, if I'm not, like, enamored within the first, like, minute, I don't want to watch it anymore. Specifically,
are you talking about
anything?
Are you talking about skits?
SNL skits, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, Bad Bunny, his was so funny. All the skits that I saw.
Yeah. Anyway. I didn't watch them. That's why I'm saying that.
No, but, like, I showed you the Please Don't Destroy one that they did where he wants to do a Shrek play with them.
Oh, yeah, that one's funny.
Yeah, I watched
that. But those guys are so funny. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they played a huge role in that because they're such good writers, too. Mm-hmm. But that one was funny. But I thought Pedro was really good.
No, I know.
Like, his... Dude, the one when they're at the dinner and she's cutting her steak mm-hmm. and it's shaking the whole table. That one, I was fucking cracking up. I was cracking up, girl. And when he plays the mom, too, that one's also funny. But damn, bummer.
I'll give it a better shot. I'm sure there are really funny ones. I haven't really
turns out
watched too many of them.
You can only act seriously, huh? Well, dude, guys, can I say something? Can you guys hold space for me? I love him down. You all know that I'm a huge Kissing Booth fan. Mm-hmm. Seems like a nice guy. He doesn't look very funny to me.
No, I agree.
He looks boring.
Okay.
Kind of like Harry Styles. Sorry. Sure, he's a nice guy, but not funny.
No.
And I refuse to fake laugh for a man, especially a white one. I will not be doing that. I've done enough charity in my lifetime. I'm not doing that. Especially not now. But I just think, God, that sucks. But I think it's indicative, too, of, like, you know, who they hang out with, who they date. Guys,
it's my mom's birthday. The whole time I'm with him?
Me, when people boyfriend, get mad at me.
I'm nervous.
I said something at the mall today when I was shopping. I was like, oh, I'm kind of nervous. I was like, boyfriend, I'm nervous. And Billy was like, what? And I was like, forget it. Literally forget it. Oh my God, dude, the TikTok you sent me the other day of that guy that was like, he just looks like pissed off and he's going like, and it says, when I tell a fire ass joke, but my sister's not here, and but if she was here, it would have ate up. It would ate everybody up so bad.
Because I feel like a good part of what makes it funny to everyone else who doesn't get the joke is that I'm laughing at it.
Or that you're laughing at it. Well, I mean, to an extent, yeah. But like, when I tell a fire ass joke like that, it doesn't always hit in the mixed company. Well, it depends. Because like, when I tell a joke that good that I know you would love specifically, I'm always laughing really hard like I didn't make it up. Like, so it's like it floats me in mixed company. Mm-hmm. But it always hits better when you're there too. So, and vice versa, I'm sure. But I was telling Billy, I'm like, he goes, that's like, that's so you and your sister. And I was like, I know, it's not so funny. He goes, and I go, yeah, because you know how many times, well, not very often, honestly, because Billy laughs at everything I say. But like, sometimes I'll tell a joke and he genuinely just doesn't understand because he doesn't know a lot of things that we both know. Like a lot of stuff having to do with like being a fangirl or mm-hmm. like, on the online type shit, he doesn't get every single thing. So I was like, yeah, I was like all the times I like tell you one and I'm like, if my sister was here, she would be dying. I say that all the time. She would be cracking up at that joke. And then he goes, yeah, I know, you said that to me yesterday. And I was like, oh yeah. And then he goes, and then I literally watched you call her and tell her the joke and you both sat there and laughed for a long time. And I was like, see? He goes, I watch you call her and be like, forget it. And I just, and he hears me going, because yeah. I'm FaceTiming you to tell you that.
We literally FaceTime like 16 times a day.
Minimum.
Like, I remember when I was moving to New York, that Billy was like, well, you guys FaceTime every day and you don't live together in Jerusalem. It's not the same.
I was like, shut up.
You don't get it.
Shut up. I'm like, so? I don't give a fuck. If anything, I FaceTime you more now and you live 30 seconds from me. Dude, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about homeless people. That's a quote from Big Little Lies. I have to say that every time.
I sent Adam this like tweet thread that was like, so it says, whatever happened to that plane that just disappeared? Like, and someone replied and said, all them people vanish into thin air. And then she went, like some fishy going on. And it's not just your pussy. And then the next person just sent question.
It's like, hello?
I sent this to Adam. I said, literally you. He goes, and it do. He's fucking dumb. If I could punch anyone in the head, it would be Adam.
Mine would be Donnie. Easily. Wait, there's something I was going to say that had to do with a joke. Like, we were laughing about some shit. Today when I was at the mall again with Billy.
Always with him, huh?
I was like, trying on shoes and I was like I was trying them on and I'm like, I was trying on two different shoes but they're from the same brand and I was like wearing one on each foot and I was like looking in the mirror and I'm like, you know, now that I really look at them, that's kind of ugly, right? And I said it and he didn't say anything, so I was like, okay. And I was like, and then I thought to myself, well, he wasn't, maybe I didn't say it loud enough. So then I go, did you hear my joke? And he goes, what joke? And I go, oh, he didn't hear me. So then I repeated myself. Yeah. And I was like, I said, no, not really. Look at him. Yeah, it's kind of ugly. And then he goes, oh, I did hear that. I didn't know what that was from. I was like, okay.
And she's ugly.
Yeah. And she's ugly. I say that all the time too. That's a forever bit in my vernacular currently. But yeah, I said that, and I was like, you never heard that audio? And he's like, no, I don't really look at him. And then he goes, no, but it sounds funny. And I was like, ugh.
Forget it.
I'm like, save it.
Enough.
Knock it off. I was like, don't pretend like that.
Not for my sake, anyway.
Like, save it.
I thought you were going to say that you were going to make a joke like and just go with it. She's like, I'll take them in blue, too.
No, because I was buying them, so it's not nearly as funny. No, and he wouldn't even get that. But a bit he always uses from a movie that we showed him was, he always says cherry pant eyes.
He does always say cherry pant eyes.
Literally any single time there's anything cherry, anything at all around him, he will say that. And it's almost like just a reflex. It's not even, he's not even trying to be funny. Like, he's cherry pant eyes. I'm like, I don't know if I ever told you this story.
Is that some sort of joke? That's a different good one.
I was like, what? Like, I don't get the joke. Mom, what are cherry pant eyes?
It's from Blended, if you guys haven't seen that movie.
Yeah. That's the one joke he took from that fucking almost 2-hour movie. He's carried that for I don't even know how many years. When me and Billy were first dating, I remember we were hanging out with these people that we no longer see anymore for very good reason. And Billy does this, and Jared does it too, and I think I've talked about it on the pod before, but like, they do this word association thing. So like, if you say a word that sounds like another word, they'll just say the other word too, right?
Yeah, we do that too.
We do that also. Like, we do it about like names and shit like that a lot.
Yeah, like, well, Drew said they went and ate at a place, what was the name of the restaurant?
Oh, it's called Sushi Roku. And Billy kept going, Roku City. And I was like,
please stop that.
I was like, all right, I heard you the first two times.
That's an example of what, yeah, she's saying.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's like word association. So when we were first dating, he was sitting at a table and someone was talking, and he was, as they were talking, he was putting on sunglasses that didn't belong to him. They were like, one of the guys in the group, it was like his dad's. So they had that leash on them. Right. And they were like the, like, Oakleys with the leash. And he put it on his head and he was putting them on as this girl's talking. Mind you, this girl's racist and she's really rude, so that's why he wasn't listening. And so he's putting them on and he's like pressing them in like this. And she goes, yeah, see, like, they're so convenient because they have a leash. And then he goes, leishmaniasis? That's all he says. Nothing else. And then she goes, what? Like, she doesn't understand. And then I go, did you say leishmaniasis? And he goes, yeah, because I didn't know he did that yet. And then he goes, do you know what that is? And I go, yeah, it's a flesh-eating disease. And then he could not stop laughing. And then he was like, years later, he goes, that's when I knew. I was like, what's when you knew? He's like, that's when I knew. I was like, this is the one. I was like, when I knew what leishmaniasis is.
Don't
piss me off. All right.
Well, knock, I feel it like off. Billy also says that to piss people. Like, he does.
He does.
Like,
he does that word association thing, like when people are being weird or annoying or whatever.
He'll do it to, like, kind of throw you off.
He'll do it the whole time too. He doesn't laugh. And if you go, what? He just goes, yeah, you get it. That's what he does every time. And then the other day we were talking about that leishmaniasis shit. And then he was asking me how I found out about it. And then I told him that I watched a program once where they were talking about crazy, like, bug bites.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw a guy that got bit by a spider.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it like deposited something inside of his blood that, like, basically was making his skin, like, eat itself. So he got bit right here, and then he had this big fucking crater in his, oh, it was so gross.
Oh, I've seen those.
But he had leishmaniasis, a flesh eating disease. That's how I found out about it. I watched that program when I was like 11, so there you go. Roku City.
All right, guys, we're gonna go straight into today's topic. We're doing part 3, which is the final part of your 2024 ins and outs.
Yes.
After we filmed yesterday, did you think of any new ins and outs or no?
Nope.
Okay. Sounds good. This first one's from
Wait.
Oh,
Canada Dry in, Diet Coke out.
Everyone was making fun of how we were saying Topo Chico, but I don't know how you expect me to say it.
Here's the thing about me. I speak Spanish relatively well. I'm no expert. never will claim to be.
You guys, I'm on like an almost 90-day Duolingo streak, so my Spanish is better. But yeah, just saying.
Your Spanish has always been better than mine. But also, I will say this. Does it irritate y'all when a non-Spanish speaker says
one word?
Like, doesn't speak Spanish at all, really, but says one word with an accent. Doesn't that annoy you?
I watched a guy say, oh, yeah, can I get the whatever?
It's like if they're going to Chipotle and they're like, what meat? And you go, sofritas. But the whole time you've been like, yeah, rice, cheese, lettuce, beans, sofritas. And then I'll also take the salsa.
Sour cream and the guacamole. Yeah.
Yeah, like, doesn't that fucking annoy you?
So I'm not going to say in Topo Chico, out.
Yeah.
Perrier.
That's just me. That's me sparing y'all from having to hear that kind of shit, because I don't want you to think that I'm like, oh, it's España.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to be respectful. That's the only reason. But if you want me to say Topo Chico, then I will. If I say, you know what, you're not gonna bully me, I'm gonna say Topo Chico. You can deal with it.
Topo Chico and Mineragua.
Y'all know what I was talking about, right? Okay. So then what are we talking about? Like, y'all knew, right? Okay.
But yeah, Perrier's are out, guys.
Yeah.
You have to get on Topo Chico or Mineragua.
She's taking a back seat.
Yeah. It's not bubbly enough. We've overcome it.
Speaking of bubbly, I just want to say, one time I ordered like seltzer water, like, or like bubble water. I just needed some for the house. And I put two replacement options if they don't have that. But then I always am like, oh, they'll just message me and then they'll send me what they do have. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this. If someone ever dares to tell me that they don't have the one I asked for, doesn't message me and gets me bubbly, the brand.
I like those.
No.
Drew doesn't like flavored seltzer water. She likes plain.
No, I don't mind them. I'm just saying. Don't assume. What if I hated that brand?
What flavored seltzer water do you like?
I like the lemon and lime Perrier's. I like those. Okay. I like a little lemon, a little lime. I don't need anything else.
No, I know, but you don't like LaCroix's.
No, I don't. Do you?
I love LaCroix.
Dude, LaCroix's, you said yourself, the fucking carbonation in LaCroix.
That's the only reason I don't like them.
Disappears.
The only thing I don't like about them. Yeah.
No, I just don't need the extra shit. Like, just give me plain or lime and lemon.
I pray for the day where they sell the flavored Topo Chicos here.
Oh, yeah, like, I didn't even know.
They had a Topo Chico booth. My dad, he went there
once a day.
Not even, six times
once
a day.
Once an hour.
Every time I saw him, he had a new one. And I've had a lime one, I've had a lemon one, and then they had grapefruit ones, and they were crazy.
Oh, those were good.
They were so good.
I like a real, like, if it's flavored, I like it to be real simple. But I, like, love lemon water, so, like, I love a lemon, like, flavored bubbly water.
I agree.
My point being, don't assume that I wanted bubbly brand.
I like bubbly, so I wouldn't mind those.
I know, and it's honestly...
That's also, I think, Phil's favorite...
No, his is Pellegrino.
No, he told me his favorite when we were in Hawaii. He told me his favorite is bubbly.
Well, then why does he always get Pellegrinos? Because
they don't carry bubbly at the restaurants we go to.
How do you know? I think drinking bubble water just because is insane. So, your tummy doesn't hurt and you're eating that with a hamburger? That's crazy. That's crazy. Pick one or the other, soda or water. And you know what? I've grown past my self-conscious groupthink fear of being judged for getting a soda when nobody else did.
You know why?
Why?
Because we went to dinner that one time with Caleb and Brittany and they already had sodas when we got to the table. So I feel like that inspired you.
No way, dude. I've been like that for over a year. That's why every time I go to a restaurant, I go, can I have a water and also a Diet Coke, please?
That is true.
I always get two
drinks.
What
do you think they call Diet Coke in England?
Pipsy Whipsy. Fuck if I know. Y'all have a bunch of silly ass names for things. And I'm in, all right? I'll assimilate to the culture like the next person. They're like, those are called whim whams, love. What the fuck does that even mean? What are you talking about? Quit casting a spell on me.
That's not right, darling. What is it?
Yeah.
I'm like, those it's
are,
a grapefruit.
Those are tizzle whizzles. I'm like, girl, knock it off.
Stupid. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, let's
see. Okay, this first one's from Kyler. He said, here are his ins. He said,
Kyler Murray?
Who's that?
He's a quarterback in the NFL.
Whoa.
Nobody knows who that is.
Here are his ins. Maybe this one does. Maybe he does.
Okay.
Maybe it is him.
That would be so funny.
His ins are being cozy. Do you think Kyler Murray likes to be cozy?
I don't know, honestly. Who's to say?
Next one. Not lowering standards. Period.
Did you hear that?
Oh. Write that down. Write that down. Next one. Staying hydrated. Did you write that down?
I told you I get 2 drinks. I don't just get soda. I got water too.
Self-care once a week required. That's the last one.
Damn. I'll do my best. I wish.
His outs are lowering standards.
Yep.
Judging people for liking trendy and mainstream artist things. That's
so real, honestly.
That drives me bananas. I used to date someone who would do that and be like, I don't like Dua Lipa. And I'm like, you're crazy. Everyone likes Dua Lipa.
Yeah, I'm like, don't you ever fix your mouth to say anything like that shit in front of my presence again. You hear me?
And then his last out is natural deodorant.
Yeah, go ahead and throw her in the trash. She doesn't work. Hey, she doesn't work.
If you can smell yourself, everyone else can too.
She doesn't work, babe. She doesn't. Retire her. Let her rest. Put those parabens back where they belong. Okay, until they come up with an alternative that doesn't make you smell like pits and flowers, don't use her anymore.
Onions and
whatever fucking cucumber melons. Whatever the fuck y'all pick.
I just feel like when I was using natural deodorant, because I tried it for a week, it made me sweatier.
I mean, I'm like, sure
my underarms
did.
Were like a slip and slide, like, what? And I'm like, not, I don't sweat. I sweat everywhere else. I don't sweat that much in my pits.
Yeah, my pits aren't particularly sweaty.
I wish. Would you rather? Because I sweat mostly on my head.
Me too.
Would you rather? I'd rather my pits.
Rather sweat in my head.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't stink. Like when you sweat anywhere else where there's, it's like a hot zone.
Yeah.
Then you create an odor. If I just like have a sweaty lip and a sweaty forehead, oh well.
Mm-hmm.
At least you can't smell my sweaty lip. You know what I mean?
Well.
At least I'm not harassing others with it.
No one's told you yet.
That's true. I guess I'll have to let the other people be the judge. Yeah, no. There's one deodorant I keep seeing that a lot of the little like trend girls are using, and I'm curious if it's natural deodorant. I don't know if it is.
What does it look like?
I think it's Donna Karan.
Oh.
It's a little gray cylinder.
Yeah, that she makes, I think, perfumes. So is that cashmere vanilla one that everyone's
using? I don't know, maybe.
I don't think that works. I think, like, when people are like, oh, I use this Dior deodorant, that doesn't
girl,
work.
Girl, if they made deodorant, it would be really bad, probably. like in the sense that it wouldn't work.
I know.
No, I'm just curious if that one's a natural deodorant, but maybe that's for girls who just don't sweat, really. Like,
it's not a natural deodorant, yeah. No.
Oh, okay.
No. Okay, this next one's from Ayana. She has a few.
Okay.
So her ins are being a sick little freak.
Amen.
Someone sent me a meme today that said Barry Keoghan said he's done being a sick little freak. He's ready to be a sick grown man.
No. Hey, access denied. Go back to the sick little freak stand.
Too much.
It's go
too
back much. To the line you belong in.
Next one in is deviled eggs. How do you feel about deviled eggs?
Wrong.
You don't like them?
I don't get the hype. Like, I get it. Like, a boiled egg, sure. But, like, do I want to eat it at a party? No.
Eggs make your breath smell crazy.
You want to mix a deviled egg with liquor?
Crazy.
You hate the people you party
with? You're
having
a sip of Chardonnay and a deviled egg?
I just like some people freak out over a deviled egg, and I don't get it. I don't. I've had many.
I know. Even when ate eggs, I didn't really like them.
They're good.
You know,
like,
what I did like with eggs? Egg salad. Oh.
Now we're fucking talking. Now
I miss her.
Now we're cooking with some gas, bitch. Egg salad at the water park. Nothing like it. Egg salad with fucking regular Doritos.
Yeah.
Nothing like it.
And then like a red Gatorade.
Girl.
Crazy.
You would have thought I was eating fucking Carbone when I had that shit. That shit is so fucking good.
That's so true.
That shit is so
good. Dude, we go to Disneyland. My mom would be like, okay, time to eat lunch. And we'd walk to the car and we would
eat lunch in the car. Yeah.
And we always had egg salad and chips.
Girl. Dude. And I thought I was eating at fucking Fleming's. I was at Mastro's when I was eating that shit.
This is a 3 Michelin star
restaurant. I was like, you really knocked it out of the park this year. You are killing it, Mom.
Keep it up.
God, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
Like in Elf, he's like, congratulations. Keep up the great work. Best. I excel it in town.
Girl, let me tell you.
Excel it, but then you put it on just one piece of bread and you fold it in half. Like a little taco.
Yep. Or you two pieces of bread cut in half.
No.
And then you got your little bag of chips.
I want there to be so much egg salad that it feels like balloon like almost.
Yeah, bro. Where it's like
one slice of bread.
Like when
there's a mound.
Yeah, like a little hump. Like when your sandwich is like overflowing.
Yeah. And then the edges are like flat because there's so much in the middle. Because the best bite of the sandwich is the middle.
Period. And even like sometimes it's so good you eat the crust.
I do. I would only eat the crust.
Yep. Egg salad's so good. You eat the fucking crust.
I hate crust too. You don't like crust, huh?
No. Well, it depends.
Sourdough toast doesn't count.
Yeah. No, yeah. It depends on what. Like, I love pizza crust.
Yuck. I don't like crust.
Yeah. I know. Dayson always gives me her crust. Mm-hmm. She still does that to this day.
I don't like them.
No, dude. But I'm not egg salad. Yeah, deviled egg. I don't know, man. I mean, I've had many. I just like, do I want to eat that at a party? No.
Well, and like, there's no way to hold it and eat it and not look like a weirdo, you know?
I just feel like if you see me slobbing on a fucking egg mm-hmm. at a party,
I don't know.
I wouldn't talk to me either, you know? Okay, I just don't get the hype. I don't think they're worth, like, they don't have a seat at the Thanksgiving table.
You don't or the Christmas love one. Charcuterie boards?
I love a charcuterie board, bitch.
I feel like that makes your breath smell bad.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a damn. I'll clear that house out if there's a charcuterie board in there, bitch.
Okay, next in is calling in sick to work to go to a Vampire Diaries meet and greet.
And that's on period.
Yes.
In 2024? Yeah, yeah, sure. They doing Vampire Diaries meet and greets?
I'm approving your vacation time to go over there.
Dude, those clips of Paul Wesley, who doing plays Stefan,
yeah,
and being just so angry because he's so confused and does not understand.
Yeah, vernacular, he did like bussy, and it was really funny.
It's like, bussy? Okay. The way he looks so annoyed, yeah, like he's such an old man. That's so funny. The one of
talking about how much he hates Matt Donovan too made me laugh really hard because I also hated Matt Donovan.
Bro, he is so funny. Like, he gets so pissed off at like shit he doesn't understand, mm-hmm. which is such old white guy shit. That's so funny.
Okay, next one is women, and then she sure. played always, and yep. then eating more fruit.
Maybe I'll let you know.
I'll keep you.
I do love fruit, but if I'm being honest, I prefer a veggie. That's just me. Take it for what it is. I prefer veg.
Okay, here's her out. Ready?
Okay,
first one is men.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And then she put Whole Foods.
I do love Whole Foods. You lost me there a little bit. Like, listen, okay, hold on. I need to talk about Whole Foods.
The
with
Whole
y'all.
Foods hot bar is unlike any other place I've ever been.
Do I think that grocery store is absolutely ridiculous in the sense of pricing and the fact that they do not open a grocery store unless the fucking tax bracket is above a certain percentage? Yeah. Do I find that fucking awful? Yeah. Do I think spending fucking $20 on 2 pounds of fucking fruit and veg is ridiculous? Yeah. But would I fucking just absolutely busted open for that hot bar? Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm only human. Alexa, play Only Human by the Jonas Brothers.
I was thinking of the Christina Perry.
That too. That also works. Their hot bar is so fucking good, dude. Oh my God, it's so good. And also, they have brown butter chocolate chip cookies that are truly indescribable. I'm so sorry, but they are. They're absolutely ridiculously good. They're so fucking... Oh, man. For a grocery store cookie? Damn. But other than that, I don't really care for anything else in there. But the hot bar and that, they're kind of eating with those two things.
Okay, next one is white men for out.
Yeah. They're all on probation with me until proven otherwise.
Bratty children in department stores that destroy displays.
That's really specific, I guess. You work in a department store, I assume.
And the next one says men in socks and sandals.
Now you lost me.
I think it depends.
Depends on what kind of sandal.
Yeah.
Because like some when people love wearing socks and sandals. We do that all the time. So it depends.
Other out is Starbucks.
Yeah.
And
obviously.
And crickets.
What the hell is a cricket? Oh, like, oh, like the actual cricket.
The bug, yeah.
I was thinking like a cricket machine. You know what I mean?
A cricket bat.
Yeah, I was like, what?
I don't like crickets. I don't like grasshoppers. I don't like bugs.
I fucking hate bugs. I hate bugs. I hate birds. I hate all sea creatures. That's it.
I agree. Okay, this next one's from Sarah. She said, here are her ins. PB&J.
Wrong. Wrong. We just talked for 10 minutes about egg salad, and you want to bring up PB&J in my presence? Please.
And her other in is friendship bracelets. I love that. That's really
cute. Oh, that's cute. I like that.
Outs are biker shorts.
Lost me there.
And lip oils.
Lost me there, too. What are you talking about?
Have you seen that Summer Fridays lip oil? I really want to try it.
Yeah, I've seen it. It looks awesome.
What's your favorite lip oil?
I don't have one, I don't think.
The first lip oil I ever tried, Drew put me on, is this one at Ulta, made by Ulta Beauty. And it was a peach one. And it was my favorite lip oil ever.
Yeah, dude. That one was fire.
It was crazy. I never.
And it was Ulta brand, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I got it. Dude, that was like 2018. And now they're just, everyone else is just now coming around.
Yeah, those ones fucking rock.
Oh, you like the Dior lip oil, right?
Yeah, that one's good.
Have you tried the Elf one? That one's pretty good. I like the Dior
one. Yeah, I tried your Elf one. The Elf one was nice, too. Honestly, guys, like, it doesn't take much to impress me with shit like that. Like, I'm like, this is nice.
They kind of all start to feel the same. Yeah. Like, the only lip product I got recently that is different is I got the Topicals, like, Slick Salve, the one in the gray tube. And that one's super thick, so I like that one. But the best lip product of all time is Aquaphor.
Yeah, I mean, inclined to believe you. But every lip product really ever, I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. Including lipsticks, like there's just like some, I don't really have much of a preference really.
Okay, this next one is from Emma. She said her ins are crispy Diet Coke,
period,
being overdressed,
duh,
cozy gaming,
okay, period.
She put ordering tequila lime sodas, trust me,
dude, everyone's getting those.
Should we try them in across the pond when we go?
Nah, I'm sticking to my Aperol spritzes, and no one can stop me. Maybe I'll try those in a year when they're not cool anymore.
Her next in is therapy.
Period.
And thrifting and more sustainable fashion.
That's cool.
Her outs are driving at night, and she put in parentheses, I have astigmatism.
Yeah, I get that.
LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Male comedians.
Is what it is. They did it to themselves.
Feeling embarrassed. That's a great one.
Yep.
She put TikTok shop.
Girl, I know.
I literally...
It's not nearly as bad as it was anymore for me, though. Like midway last year, like summer into the fall, that is all I fucking saw.
Mine is... So you know like how they... Like your algorithm like picks things that they think you're going to like looking at?
Allegedly. Yeah.
Supposedly. The FBI agent on my phone does it for me. One thing that I keep getting the ads or TikTok shop ads for, and like people saying I bought these on the TikTok shop, it's eligible for commission or whatever, is like they're always leggings or jeans that flatten your stomach, and I just
I see those all the time.
I just think in my head, why is this on my
I see those all the time. I see those and that little fucking stepper thing.
Yes,
I see that thing all the time.
Yes.
Those I saw that fucking office chair shit,
the one without the arms.
Yeah,
yeah. Which I bought one last year, or you know, I bought it in 2022. It was the worst office chair I've ever had. It hurt my back so much.
I didn't
much.
Know that's where you got it.
No, I bought it on Amazon because I watched a girl on TikTok talk about it, and then I've had it forever. So that's why everyone's talking about it. Well, dude, give that thing. If you're over 200 pounds, I'm not joking. If you're over 200 pounds, I don't know what happens to the mechanism in there, but it'll start to like just lean forward. Even if you're sitting all the way with your back, all the way in the back, it hurts. So I just bought I bought an actual office chair like an adult, and it is such a game changer.
That's what I have is an actual office chair. I'm telling you right now, I don't.
Yours is uncomfortable though. I wish the back of it was taller.
It's a little short, but mine's comfy because I lean all the way back. Like it leans back. Oh, that's
because you're tall. Yeah.
But dude, let me tell you something. I don't need the shit to look good. I need it to be comfy.
I know.
Like when it comes to shit like an office chair, or like a desk or something. I need it to work, and I need it to be comfortable. That's all.
I was literally like, mommy
dad, like, aesthetics in an office, I don't give a shit. I don't fucking care, because I'm in there for so long, I need the shit to be like comfortable and practical. And that's like, me being a Virgo,
long withstanding, like yeah. I need to be able to last while sitting yeah. here.
That's like, how you know I'm a fucking Virgo, because I prefer efficiency over look.
Like, mommy and daddy were at my house. I was like, okay, I think this is the office chair I was going to get. And it looks just like the one I already have, like the no arm.
Also, no arms on a chair I can't do.
Well, because I like to sit cross-legged or sit with my feet on the chair or sit on my feet or.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
What I did was, I am an adult, so because I'm 30. So I bought a regular office chair where the arms can go up if I want to sit cross-legged.
Oh, that's cool. So then, yeah, I might get that. Another office. I love my office chair. My office chair is really comfy for me, but like. I might get another one with a taller back. I just don't like when it's like showing behind my head.
No, I know. Then you look like a villain.
Yeah, dude. I look like I want to spin around with a white cat on my lap.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like a Twitch streamer.
Yeah.
Too. So that's another reason why. I know why those chairs look like that, but I don't need that. I'm not sitting there for like 12 hours or whatever.
No. Okay. And then the last out was dairy.
Always. She hates me.
She hates me. Okay, this next one's from Selena. She said, this one's a wild ride. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
She said, these are her ins. Press on nails. I love those.
Period.
This next one says, picking those little boogies from the edge of your nose.
Huh? Huh? What are you talking about, girl?
Next
you
one.
Just, wait, hold on. If those are in, does that mean you just were leaving them there last year? That's interesting.
Those are... Next one is therapy.
Yeah, following that last one, yeah. Yeah.
Feta especially. Cheese.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I fuck with the feta.
Have you made the feta eggs? I love watching people make them. I can't eat them though.
No, but I've made a salad. I hyperfixated on this salad for a while when I was like, because I get a lot of the groceries from Trader Joe's, but I would do like arugula. Cherry tomatoes, feta, and like a balsamic vinaigrette, and then I would put salmon in there. Ooh, it's so good. I fuck with the feta.
Her next one is bumper stickers.
Are in?
Mm-hmm. And grandma tennis shoes. I don't know what that means.
Probably like a New Balance or something.
Oh, okay.
I mean, those are cool, but bumper stickers, that's a journey you're going to have to take alone without me personally, but I'm happy for you.
Here are her outs.
Okay.
Number one is Starbucks.
Yeah.
Period. Bad cuticles. Shitting in a full bathroom at the mall.
A full bathroom?
Like the stalls are all full. Like,
oh, I see. Again,
there's a line.
Depends on if it's an emergency or not. I've pooped in my fair share of department stores.
While there was a line?
I don't even know. If I was pooping, it was probably an emergency, so I didn't notice.
Okay.
I always think like, okay, hold on. Maybe this is a controversial take when it comes to pooping in a bathroom and there's a line,
mm-hmm.
but like I have to go to the bathroom too. I'm not pissing because you have to go to the bathroom. Like, it's not like there's only one stall.
That's true.
And even if there was, I gotta go to the bathroom. What do you want from me? It's either that or I shit in my pants and you have to...
You want me to...
Witness
to
that?
Adjust my experience
yeah.
for your pleasure?
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I missed the memo where I have to poop when you are okay with it. Like, that's why I'm like... They're like, there's a line. Okay. And there are other people leaving. So go in their stall. And then I think, you don't want to use this stall.
I know.
After what I'm about to do to it, you should be happy that you're in the line waiting for another stall. Okay.
After what's about to happen in
I'm
here?
Just like, I'm not standing in the line. Like, if I'm ever standing in a line at the bathroom, I'm not standing there thinking, there better not be anyone pooping in there because there is a line. I'm not sitting there thinking that shit.
I do think you should poop fast.
I think whatever you do in there is none of my business. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do in that bathroom, babe.
Okay.
I don't care.
Next one is out is men's POVs.
Yeah. Go ahead and get rid of those.
And then our last one is, and honking at people when the light just turned green.
Yeah. You know what's funny is
I don't even honk anymore. I just flash my lights.
I honk and I'm not proud of it, but I also give them quite a bit, but I'm also a huge hypocrite because I'll do it But when someone does it to me, I'm like, mad. Literally relax.
That's what I told you Brent Newstrom did. Yeah. There's things only I'm allowed to do.
That's one of them. Yeah. Only I'm allowed to. Because when people do it to me, I'm like, fucking bitch. And that's when what I said on the last episode, which is like, it's just so humiliating.
Where's the fucking fire?
Yeah, then I'm like, okay. I've been sitting there for 2 minutes. I was looking at my phone.
I was watching my own TikToks.
I was literally looking at myself on my phone. And I'm like, all right, relax.
Everyone's gonna go, don't worry.
Yeah, go around me. Jeez. And then when I'm forced to wait longer than 10 seconds, yeah. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Like, he said things only I'm allowed to do, and he put talking during a movie. He's like, because I'm hilarious and I'm adding to
the movie. He's like, when I'm doing it, I'm adding to the experience. When you do it, I'm like, you're ruining this for everybody.
Okay, so we all came to watch the movie. So.
Yeah, he's like, okay, but you're talking a lot, so...
All right, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls. Yeesh. If you enjoyed it, you can listen to other episodes everywhere you can stream podcasts, and the video version is on our YouTube channel. Please go visit our Patreon. We post a lot of really fun, exciting content.
It's very cool.
There will be a vlog of sorts going up soon from our England trip.
Some London content.
And I'm also trying to figure out how to stream Overcooked to film for you guys, because I feel like that would be really funny to show us playing.
Yes.
And then again, if you have guests that you want to suggest for us to have on, go ahead and send them to us.
Yes, please.
But other than that, we love you. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.